The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Hi, it's me, but I'm not your DM today. We have a talk episode where we discuss our feelings regarding season one, and man, do we have a lot of them. But before we get in that, we have a couple of announcements to make. So one, really exciting, a couple months ago, we got together with the D20 Dames, Venture Maidens, Fate and the Fable Maidens, and Roll Like a Girl to create four family-friendly holiday special episodes. It's called Feast of the Moon Podcast Special. The first one will be released, well, actually, it'll be released tomorrow, Sunday, December 16th, on the Venture Maidens feed, and Tracy is a player in that one. The second one will be released on December 24th on the Fate and the Fable Maidens, and I'm a player in that one. That was really fun, and I'm really excited for everyone to hear it. On the 29th of December, it will be on our feed, and guess who is the DM on that one? Not me, it's Bianca, and Tracy will be editing it. This is her first time editing. And finally, the fourth episode, you can find that on both our feed and the Venture Maidens feed on the 30th, and that one will be DM'd by Jen Vaughn from D20 Dames, and we have the DMs from the previous three episodes who get to be players in that one, so that's Bianca, Celeste, and Renee. So you should really check those out. We had a lot of fun doing that, and since it's in time for the holidays, you can get that family around the campfire. Well, I guess it's a fireplace, not a campfire. Drink some cocoa and have some good old family time. Also, we have a survey out, and we would really appreciate it if you could fill that out for us, because we want to make 2019 the best for our listeners as we can. The link to that will be on our website, thebroadswords.com, and it will also be in the show notes for this episode. So again, it would really help us out if as many people as possible could fill it out, just so that we know what you want from us and how we can provide that for you and how we can make our show, well, we can make it better. All right, let's get to it. Hi, it's me, Victoria, your DM. Though I am just gonna be one of the brides tonight, I'm not DMing anything. Instead, I'm saying hello to Bianca.
Hi. Kristen. I don't know where my energy went.
Hello.
And Tracy.
Hello.
That was a really good morose hello.
Very enthusiastic.
Eeyore.
Woo-wee. All right. So we are here to talk about season one. It's done.
It's done.
It's weird.
Isn't it?
1 year later.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's really?
Almost.
Almost.
It's like October 22nd or something like that, where the first episode came out last year.
October 21st.
Oh, okay, I was damn close.
So we're around that.
Yep.
We're
close. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's
one
surreal.
1 year ago. And we're now here talking about the entire season.
I didn't even imagine that we would get this far. And the fact that it's been like such an incredible roller coaster, like the happy roller coasters where you're screaming joyfully, not in terror. Okay. It's just been really good.
Is it a ladybug? Those little ladybug coasters? Is that what it is in your head? Yeah. Just like chugging along. Because there's no terror. Oh. It's just happiness.
I thought you meant an actual roller coaster for ladybugs.
also on board with that one.
That's where I'm at today, folks.
It'd be really cute, I think.
It would be. That'd be very small. I don't
and
know.
And they wouldn't stay on it.
No, they'd fly away.
They'd yeah. just be like, fuck this.
As long as they pay the admission, they can fly all they want, though. Like, we'll make a profit out of it.
It's fine. Little ladybug seatbelts.
Ladybug seatbelts. Oh, no.
It'd yes. be made out of, like, grass strands, so yeah. You yeah. can make it work. I believe in this project.
I have derailed us already.
Is derailed us some sort of roller coaster pun?
I know.
Only for yeah. ladybugs.
So 1 year. 1 year with ladybugs. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this much.
Yes. Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Fine form, everyone. Fine form.
So, like, as a season one recap, I'm going to get us on track. I got this.
Good, good, because I'm just laughing.
Yeah, me too.
Are we going to discuss it episode by episode, focus on the highlights?
Oh, do we have to talk about episode by episode? I mean, we can.
Wait, am I going to do my really cool recap that I was doing for us last time? Oh, right. Time?
Yeah, you should do that.
I'm ready.
Oh, am I? Okay. So, in case you've never listened to the podcast before, here is my very artful recap of season one. Everything began with us on a cart.
She's already falling apart.
I'm thinking about who the person is that's listening to the season one recap who's never listened to the podcast. And
they're not going to learn anything about the podcast. They're going to learn a lot about us.
Base. Like, what are you doing here?
Yeah. Can I help you find the right direction? Please go to season one, episode one. Anyways, yeah. It all began with the three of us in a cart on our way on a mission. We were attacked by some fire people. Yulari's got mad and stomped away after taking a bath and had to trail behind the caravan with her trunk. Then we were hanging out at some rocks and there was there was a spirit.
Yep, some rocks.
There was some rocks. There was a spirit. There was a lady. There was a man. Except the lady was the spirit.
That's a really good summary already. There yeah, were some people.
There's a lady and a man. That's some rocks.
Oh, yeah. That classic storyline.
We brought the man to a town and they were very grateful. Oh, and on the way, I think we were attacked by a ghost or a banshee or yeah. we were attacked by something.
A ghost, his wife.
Oh, yeah, his ghost wife, his ghost wife. And we talked to his ghost wife. Thank you. I got it confused with the later encounter with the banshee. Anyways, so we talked to his ghost wife, brought him back to town. Everybody was very grateful. Maypri threw a log and we all had a really bad night where Yulari's drowned and Keela, she did not drown. She got lost in the woods and was chased by people and then Maypri got very friendly with the stag lord.
Yeah.
After that, we really poorly went through a dungeon.
You got through it. We did
get
with
through
like it. Some like I don't want to say there were hints because it was poor Victoria being like, guys, it's right there. Like it's right there.
It's been an hour and a half.
What are you doing? You're not even on the same. You're not even looking in the right direction. And all we had to do was turn around, and it was there. So,
no, you were great. You were good.
You
solved the puzzle.
Yeah, we excellently went through a dungeon. Ran into a very large man. He taught me priest some stuff, and then helped us take down a banshee by becoming himself a banshee. It was a very existential moment. And then we were in. Where did we go after that?
Imalar.
Yes, we went to Imalar. And
to Imalmar.
Good pronunciation. Yep, that's the place we visited. It's the cousin to Imalmar. Yep.
Yeah, that's where we went. We went to the cousin. We went to hang out with the cousin. And then we met Yulari's father and stepfather, who made us all laugh and cry a lot. And we performed. Yulari's bled everywhere, and then
bled everywhere.
In the process, extracted a spirit with blood out of her father, and we tried to kill it. Failed. It possessed a lady. The lady died. The spirit got away. We met up with a really cool pair of a Hathren and a Tethren, and we took down some monsters that were way above our level because we can kick ass sometimes.
And also, Cowan could do like
a lot more damage than we could.
Yeah, she definitely carried that ass.
Totally kicked ass and had nothing to do with
it. We killed the train creature ourselves. That was all.
We did.
So we did that. Yeah. Then we went back to the cousin. Then we met up with this really cool guy named Buck, and he gave us a cloak. Ilaris a cloak. Well, gave it to Keela, who and made Keela give it to Ilaris.
Yeah, yeah. Got to focus on those Keela details. Keela earned there. The only time we'll focus. Still,
and has not forgotten.
You earned it. Ilaris works it.
On point.
And then we went through a portal. In the portal, we ran into a queen. She was not very impressed with us, so we...
With you.
I feel like, yeah.
Hey, she Keela. Was also mad at you, Ilaris. Mapri was on her good side, though.
I was on a diplomacy face.
Yeah, it's true. Anyways, so we met with the queen, and then we went into battle the next day against the creatures of the Shadow Realm. And at the end of the battle, we were pulled aside.
The battle didn't really end either.
It's true. Yeah. The battle was still raging, and we were pulled from the middle of the raging battle.
We do not know the outcome of the battle.
I mean, we were on the losing side for a little bit, so fingers crossed things went well. Yeah,
we're just crossing our fingers.
I don't know if they missed us that much.
I would like to think we were a pretty good contribution.
I think we helped
some people up.
Yeah. They were literally doing nothing until we got there. It was all us.
They only prepped and, you know, spent years of, like, supplies and armor and gear to get ready for this battle, but it was all us. Yeah. Definitely us.
Yeah, we're very good.
Okay, that was our summary.
Thank you, Tracy. I guess we're done here, hey?
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.
The end. I don't know why I even bothered recording the whole thing. We should have just got Tracy to do that.
The broadswords in what? 10 minutes?
Yeah, with just basically taking all the best descriptive words and using them.
Mm-hmm.
You hit most of the key points, and that's all right.
Yeah, fuck storytelling.
basically. That is the message of our podcast, is fuck storytelling.
Obviously.
Good night.
Clearly.
So what is some of your, or what are, rather, proper English, Victoria?
Nah.
What are some of your favorite, like, your favorite moments? Like, and I know, Kristen, you don't like favorites, but like, what is a moment that comes to your mind that you just think of and you just smile?
I mean, there's quite a few. Going back to obviously the very beginning when Ilaris just declared that, I mean, first off, she was difficult with everybody to begin with, and that immediately made her stand out, and I was kind of like, oh, this is funny. And then she gets kicked off her caravan and just has to live her life behind it with her unseen servant, and that really set the precedence for like, all right, so this is the character that now we have to befriend. And it was just uphill from there. Yeah. So in terms of precedence, I think she really set it with that, and that was excellent.
Yeah, the first line that comes out of any of your mouths is, could you draw me a bath? And that for me was just, that was like our first group recording. And we sat down, we go to play. None of us really know exactly what to expect out of this whole thing. This is all very new. Let's just do it. And then, could you draw me a bath? It's Mapri saying, you know, if I can help, does anyone need any help? Could you draw me a bath? And that killed me. I and it's still today my favorite moment out of everything we've done, just because I went, okay, you know what, this is gonna be good. Any like worries or, you know, anxiousness that I had going into it, as soon as that interaction occurred, I went, oh, all right, no, we're great,
everything will be fine.
Yeah. Nothing to worry about here, let's just play this game. This is going to be fun. Goodness. And so for me, I think about back at that moment, and I'm just like, oh, yay. It makes me happy.
I think one of my favorite moments, which I've kind of talked about before, was the whole situation with Mapri and her strong woman moment. And this was after we had the fire wine, which was also very fun, and befriending Novik and the fight that came afterwards. And I just thought that whole tangent was just really funny, and just that was like the pinnacle of Mapri for me.
Mm-hmm. That was really a moment for me to finally kind of explore my character a little bit kind of outside of the situation that we were given. I think that was when Yularis, like when I first met Novik, was when Yularis had kind of gone off to go speak with the Halfin. Yeah. And Victoria was just kind of like, all right, what do you two do? And it was like, oh shit, what do we do? And then we got drunk and threw logs.
Wasn't it like 10 in the morning or something? Yeah.
At that point? Probably. Yeah, it wasn't even noon.
That sounds no idea what to do with this day.
Why not drink?
Let's get smashed.
You know what? Those are good days.
Oh, definitely. We all need days like that.
I need a day drinking day. Like, I need a day where you, like, go out when the bar opens. Here, legally, it's 11. You go out, you get brunch, and you have mimosas or Bloody Marys.
No, mimosas only.
Okay, well.
Okay.
I'll drink both. Okay.
And then she walks away.
She
drops that, and then she bails. I'm sorry, but no.
She's going to come back with the mimosa.
She can't even defend herself from this onslaught.
I wish I had a mimosa right now.
That's bullshit, Tracy. I had mimosas on last weekend.
For the record, I stepped away because of my cat, who is now going to harass me for the remainder of the recording.
I think you're afraid of the truth about Bloody Marys.
That they're awful. Delicious. That they're horrible.
They're very wonderful.
I don't want to drink spicy.
All of them. I'll drink spicy any day. It's so good.
Yeah. I do not want to drink spicy right now. I want to drink
I
sweet.
Get mine extra spicy.
Yeah.
So good. But yeah. I mean, I need one of those days. You go out, you have a few Bloody Marys, extra spicy, and I like it when they actually use the pickled bean.
Oh man, good pickles. Like,
Yeah. And you have one of those, you have your breakfast, and then you just sit on the patio and you just booze until like, oh shit, look, it's dinner. And then you move to a different patio to have dinner. And then you have more drinks, and then like you're in bed by like 10 because like you're knackered, you're blitzed, right? But it's a good day. I need one of those.
No, that's solid. I'm super on board with that.
Yeah, you know what, Bianca, we should plan that.
I'm better with days than I am evenings, so
yeah, let's do it. I mean, the other two of you, you're invited, but you gotta come to where we live.
Bit of a travel,
yeah,
just a
not
wee
so
bit.
Much for me, more for Kristen.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a trek, hey? Bit of a commute. Maybe before or after one of these cons one time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Speaking of.
Yeah, we're
going to be at some cons.
We are.
So three of us, not Kristen.
Murp, murp.
Bum, bum, bum. Yeah, but three of us, we are going to be at SkyCon. Though, actually, fuck that, because this will have already happened by the time this is released.
You were at SkyCon.
It was great.
How was it?
Yeah, it was so good. Yeah, had a lot of fun.
Let's tell our favorite stories from SkyCon.
Yeah.
I just, like, can you help me feel like I was there?
We played a live game. It was our first live game.
It went so great.
And we played with Agatha and Daniel of Asians Represent, a podcast about Asian representation in gaming. They are also on the One Shot Network.
And that was, like, so exciting. How did you guys defeat that big bad? Like, that was such a big bad.
Yeah,
the lots of hard bad. Work.
Lots big, of big bad. Rules. Yep, definitely. Yep.
Good like dicing.
7 nat 20s in one combat? Oh my god.
Oh, you're going to jinx it. We're going to get 7 ones.
This is Kristen purposely.
How do you feel now that
drunk?
Your characters are dead?
RIP, I spent a lot of time making that character.
What are you making for next season?
This is going to make the podcast of Waterdeep episode real weird.
Real weird. real weird. Mipri was stabbed in an alley. The end.
Oh, no. All right. Kristen, what was a moment that makes you smile?
Oh, right. That's what we're doing. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Back on topic.
I think I'll pick two. I think that first conversation or the first and second conversation with Bronlee, that interaction between Yularis and Bronlee was really special and like touching to me. I really loved the dynamic that happened, and it was like so awkward but like sincere, and both of these characters' flaws are so front and center, but like they're really trying to connect to each other, and I really loved that. And then I think that moment in the finale before the battle with the three of us, that was a special one for me.
Aww, that was a good moment.
It was.
Yeah. I think as different characters, like, we have a lot of our individual moments, and we didn't really have a lot of opportunity to bond together, but that was kind of our chance to not say goodbyes, because like we didn't know like a goodbye was happening, but it was just like a real moment where the three of us, like as like maybe Prelarius and Keela, could actually talk together about just kind of like, you've been my adventuring buddies, like, thanks. It was nice.
Yeah, what was everyone's motivations? What was everyone's character motivations behind that scene? Tracy, let's start with you.
Keela had a lot of big motivations behind that scene. For me, that scene was very important because, as we've talked about a lot, Keela's a bit of a closed-off person, and that was one of her moments of being vulnerable. And, well, she has been vulnerable and in her heart kind of starting to let Ylarys and Maypri in, but that was kind of the first time that she talked about it and opened up and really vocalized how important they are to her. Because even though it wasn't goodbye, it was still a really scary moment. And I think that she, in the past, has not had the chance to say goodbye. And she wanted to take the moment just in case, even though it wasn't.
Yeah, I think, Ylarys has had a lot of loss in her life. And has coped with that largely by trying to seal herself off as well. And be self-sufficient and not rely on anyone and just sort of barrel her way through and get what she needs from like the very forcefulness of her presence and sort of the forcefulness of her accustomed social status. And I think facing the prospect of further loss with these people she cares about and sharing that fear was sort of a new thing, instead of facing loss with sort of like anger and detachment.
Similarly, I guess like that shared vulnerability was definitely a bonding experience. However, like a lot of Maypri's story is kind of based off the fact that she's really nomadic. Not a lot kind of stays very, very long in her life. So kind of Keela and Ylarys represent something a little bit more lasting. And that means a whole lot to her. Go ahead.
No, finish.
I was just going to kind of relate it to a bit of Bianca, just kind of even like as me, like I make a lot of, temporary friends. And then it's nice to be able to relate to you guys in a sense that like you guys have lasted like for a whole year. And it's just like a nice friendship.
Aww. Bringing it back to the real world.
No.
Now I was going to ask, I was trying to think about the timeline, like the in-world timeline,
mm-hmm.
of when the journey, like how long have Keela and Maypri and Ylarys actually known each other?
That's a good question, of the length of time.
A month or so? 2 months? Like if they set off from Waterdeep, did Maypri and Keela join at...
All joined at the caravan, but not at Waterdeep, at different places.
Mm-hmm.
Because the trip to Rashomon must have taken a while as well.
Right.
But yeah, like from where we pick up at episode 1 to the Moss Stones and then like through...
You had probably been on the caravan for about a month with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then from the Moss Stones to the city, that was like, 2 days?
Spent a few days there.
Yeah, spent a few days there. So let's say a week after that. So now we're at a month and a week. And then it took, 8 days, I said it was, or something like that, to Imamar. So I got another week. So now that's a month and a half. Then it took
around for a little while in there, too.
Yep. So like another week to get the Storong, the Bramyoni Stronghold. Mm-hmm. So that's month and 3 weeks, plus 2 weeks with Cawin and Adelana. Mm-hmm. So now you're into 2 months and 1 week.
And then all that. Yeah, so probably 2.5-ish
months. 2.5 months.
Yeah.
We had a busy 2.5 months.
Yeah. Right, though? Hashtag adventure things. Pretty solid.
Yeah, that is a pretty solid 2 months.
Yeah.
It's intense. That's a lot to happen in 2 months.
They must be so tired.
We really need that.
So relatable.
Special episode.
Yeah, that unwinding of like, oh,
spa
shit.
Day.
Spa day.
Spa
yeah,
day.
Spa day does need to happen. Though, I believe for our listener request.
Oh my gosh, can Cowan join us for a spa day?
I mean,
it would be so awkward and wonderful.
Is spa code for beach day?
Yeah, because the winter is beach day.
Yeah.
I made a poll on the Instagram and beach day went out as well.
Yeah, Twitter,
folks
Facebook,
love a beach day.
Beach I love day. Beach episodes.
Spa at
They're
the
literally my favorite.
Beach? Maybe there's like hot springs.
I mean, like, yeah.
Or maybe it's one of those like piers with like one of those gazebos with a straw thatched roof, and if they give you Swedish massages out on the water.
Oh my gosh, Hilarious wears the biggest sunglasses ever.
And then you can do yoga on the other platform nearby. They have group yoga sessions.
That's Keila. Keila's in the group yoga. We can't. Super let's not start that. Our beach day episode before we even have our beach day episode.
I'm giving away beach ideas.
I am there already.
Me too. I've got. I can see her giant like sunglasses and like I'm thinking about swimsuits. So let's move on before I get too.
Yeah, everyone, involved. Please contribute to our Patreon so that we can have a team building exercise in some spa like that.
An IRL spot.
Absolutely.
Come on. Please make that happen.
Oh, it's so cold here.
You are in the true Canadian North.
It's serious Canada time up here. It snowed the other day. I watched football.
Are you
I watched
serious?
My little brother's first football game and it snowed.
That's gross. I'm so sorry for him.
Yeah.
And for you,
I'm so sorry for everyone.
Yeah.
That why sucks. Calgary? Why?
I'm very glad I don't live there. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest.
Yeah, same.
It's a place.
It's a place
where it can snow any time of the year.
That is vile.
Burr. How about you, Victoria?
What about me?
I mean, you sort of like chimed in on a few of the like moments that make you smile kind of thing, but I don't know if you wanted your own moment to
answer your own myself question.
Yeah.
Like a DM moment.
Yeah.
Oh well, okay. I'm just really proud of the ritual episode 22. I loved that. I thought it was very good.
Yeah, that was good.
I'm gonna toot my own horn. I think I really liked writing it. It was actually pretty simple, all in all, to write it. I did have to kind of talk it out with another DM, just to kind of talk it out. They didn't really do anything except just listen to me, like, babble. Because I just needed to straighten out how I have this idea of this ritual. I know that I want all of them to participate somehow, but how do I make it happen mechanically? How do I use the rules of the game to make this happen? And how do I give it chance? And how do I give it, repercussions? Like, serious stuff is going to happen because of this. So how is that determined? So I just kind of needed to talk it out loud to someone. And I did, and they're like, you've got this. Like, you already know exactly what you're doing. And I'm like, yeah, I just needed to articulate it. So thank you, Tanner, for doing that with me.
Good job, Tanner.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tanner.
But I'm really proud of that. I'm really happy with that. From a producer standpoint, I'm really really happy with how part one of the season finale turned out with the portal scene. I had a lot of fun building that sound design up, and yeah, that was fun. I enjoyed that. That's a favorite moment.
The sound effects that we've heard thus far and just like the music and everything creates such a really cool just like ambiance that it like you get that tense feeling in your heart, and I like it.
Thank you. I've been having a lot of fun with the sound design. Something that I'm like, this is fun. I like doing this. Those are some of my favorite moments on a personal level. And now we sit here.
I was actually going to go and look at what else we had written down about maybe talking about.
But did we write stuff down?
Oh, Victoria put a few questions in to reassure me. So I was just going to go kill.
Oh, that. Really? Nice. Those weren't serious.
Yeah,
but, I mean, if you want to read those out, we can answer them.
I was just looking
for
ideas.
That's like,
or we can sit here in silence.
Oh, I'm sure
that's not like life stories to share. Always.
Who am I kidding? We're never going to sit here in silence. No, that's not a thing that we are capable of as a group.
No, we're not.
Okay. Can I ask a question to?
Would no.
Help? Okay.
You are not allowed to ask questions when we're sitting around here saying we have nothing to talk
about. You're right. Not allowed. I'm just going to sit in silence.
Silence.
Okay. What was the moment where you felt like your characters were the most badass? Like, we're all of our characters are strong women. When is the point where you're like, yes, I'm being so badass right now?
That's a good question.
Mine's really easy. It's when I fought Novik and obviously won. Like, hands down, there was no competition. That was just a really cool, and like it was like a physical kind of power versus like an emotional kind of power. I guess in terms of like emotional strength, again, throwback to a scene with Novik when we actually had Adorafi play him and she was trying to figure out how to use her ancestral protection. There was a little bit of Maypri insight, and that was a little bit of, I'm going to categorize it as emotional strength, but it was a little bit more vulnerability, but it was still a really cool, empowering kind of moment.
Those things are kind of synonymous, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
There is strength and vulnerability, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Every time a spell works, I am so fucking excited. I think the first time that I used Moonbeam was in our little dungeon. And I think at that point it did like do a reasonable amount of a pretty good amount of dismantling to our foes, and I was like casting like protection circles and moonbeams, and I was like, bah! Magic badass. But also when we were fighting the Alep.
No, whatever. It's the first foe in the Tomb of Foes book, yeah. Everyone.
The moonbeam, yeah, any type of spell works. But also, I think when I asked the son of the Iron Lord to draw me a bath, I was also feeling like Ulari's is such
some
a
kind
snot,
of power right there.
But also, that's some power as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Ulari's didn't know.
No, but
that
I
was
think that
the
she
son
doesn't
of the Iron
care
Lord.
At this point, when she figures it out, she's just like, yeah, good.
Tracy?
I'm a little bit in the same...
I think she's frozen on us.
Did I?
Oh, no, I can hear you. I just can't. Your video keeps popping in and out.
Okay, you're thanks, good. Video. Anyways, I'm a little bit like Kristen, where for me, anytime I hit anything is a joyous moment because for some reason, I have some really bad luck with my
you
attack
really
rolls.
Do.
You
like, do. You're really bad at your crossbow.
I
sometimes.
Know, and I can't think of
it. And your deck score is ridiculous.
Yes! So why do I keep rolling so poorly specifically for attack rolls? I don't know. It's just...
You got to get some new dice, friend.
Yeah, that's the way the dice goes. But I do remember in the first enemy that we fought in the Podcast of Foes episode, and I used the Spirit Assault for the first time and actually had like a really good hit. That was... I was really pumped in that moment. As
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
No, no, finish. Sorry, I got.
I totally forgot what I was gonna say.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I was like starting to say it, and it was like leaving my brain already, and I was like, no, no, come back.
Okay.
Please tell me.
I have a really like vivid memory of the podcast of those episode where we were going to fight like the big baddie, and you decided to like to sneak up on them and yeah. shoot your crossbow and then just miss. And like drove, there goes the our sneak attack.
Drove me crazy. At that.
Because like, really wanted to fight.
Cowan and Hilarious were like talking plan, and we're like, okay, if you stay close to me, then I can put up a circle of protection, which will work against spirits. We think it's a spirits. Okay, cool, cool, cool. And then you're gone. Oh.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. Good talk, everybody.
In for nothing, too. We missed everything.
We're
going to
get a surprise round. Kayla's like,
and it just like it falls right short, like, oh hey monster, if you didn't see me, now you all do right.
Good. Gonna have to work on no, but I was gonna say, so we're gonna come back at level 5, which means Yularis is gonna have fireball.
Yes. Dangerous stuff. You know that you're not gonna get fireball until we RP you learning that. How to
yeah,
that.
I wanted.
That
it's
is gonna
be
RP'd so,
so
hard. Oh my you God, can, it's you just be don't so get the use of that. You yeah, gotta yeah. learn that.
That sounds great, though. I cannot wait for Hilary's first fireball, I think, is like a children's book that I would like to write and like commission someone to illustrate. And I'm very excited for her to have like horrendous amounts of magical firepower. Just this could be so dangerous.
Very dangerous.
All right, we do have some questions we have asked people in our Discord server, and we also we did ask Twitter as well, but so far all of our questions have come from our patrons, so
thanks patrons.
Thank you. So how terrible, she asks, were there any alternate backstories you were considering for your characters?
I've talked about it a little bit before, but before Keela became Keela, my original thought was making her a lawful good paladin. I don't think I really had too much of a story fleshed out at that point, but I was definitely thinking of like a very, very classic like knight in shining armor kind of paladin in the very beginning.
What kind of backstory would that paladin have had, though? Did you have a backstory?
I don't really think I got into the backstory too much, but the vision in my head was like definitely a woman who, like I said, she was a knight. She was like she was a protector. She was very much like throughout her life lived in a protector role. That's about as far as I got, to be honest.
Okay. Yeah. No. I didn't. As I was making Hilary's, I kind of like started coming up with backstory ideas, and it sort of just like unfolded itself, and I got really excited and like was like, I don't think I did have any other ideas, because as I sort of started coming up with the ideas of her, I got really invested in all of them, and I just sort of like I went deeper instead of right now I'm trying to make another character, and I've made like 5 separate characters with 5 separate backstories, and like an indecision person as I usually am, but not with her. With her it was it kind of yeah it just sort of all seemed to make sense right away. I don't know.
Pretty much the same with Maypri. Once I had a seed of an idea, I just started to kind of write, and then next thing I knew, I had a couple pages of a solid backstory, and I'm like, yep, all right, this is good. This is my character. And
by the way, everyone, it wasn't just a couple pages.
I got
Bianca
really
wrote me a novella.
I thought mine was more bad. Too.
No, hers really was like written out like a short story. Yours was point form.
Yeah, because if I didn't write it in point form, it was going to actually be like
a novella. Yeah. I mean, it was still a few pages at point form, everyone.
Yeah.
But I requested that. I did. I asked for a detailed backstory because I am the type of GM who wants that sort of thing. I mean, okay, don't give me anything more than like 15 pages, please? 15
pages. You have so much time.
15 pages is enough. And really, you could probably do with less. But max 15. I will read it. But try to use 12-point font, double-spaced. You know, be kind. But yeah, I really enjoy a good backstory. And I like to incorporate those backstories into the game, into the campaign itself. Because that's what makes it fun, and that's what makes it engaging for players. It makes the story truly about their characters.
Mm-hmm.
Where not just their actions going forward affect the story, but their actions previously to playing the game affect the story.
It gives them a sense of, like, three dimensions. Yeah. I don't know, like, they're more than just, like you said, their actions. Like, they've got feelings and passions and ambitions and potentially rough pasts or consequences that they're still facing the repercussions of. And I dig that so much.
Some big old chips on some shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Desks on fire. No, consequences.
How Terrible asks, when and why did you guys decide to have guest players?
That's a Victoria question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just thought it would be interesting. Also, because it was a show, I thought it would also be nice to have other people in from other shows and kind of like build this community kind of thing. But I also thought it would be easier for me because then I wouldn't have to play so many NPCs. Yeah, me being a little lazy. I mean, not really, because it ends up being actually more work for me in the end because I do the editing. But I just thought it'd be more fun. I thought it would be interesting and community building and I'll, you know, just share ideas, share stories, kind of invigorate some stuff into everything. Why not?
No, it's all like-minded people too. So like they share our passion for being extra nerdy and dorky role-playing. Like it's all on brand.
Yeah. And we really try to be inclusive and diverse. So, you know, let's bring in other voices. Another question we have from Three Goblins in a Coat. To the cast overall, if you didn't choose the class you did, what was your runner-up?
Barbarian, barbarian, barbarian.
Ylari's the barbarian!
Can you imagine? I think it might have been a slightly different character.
Right.
But Bianca called barbarian first, so.
Yeah. Got dibs on that. I'm thinking Shadow Monk. They're just fun and, like, I don't know, I got a lot of fun things to do with them. And, like, all the attacks and, like, dashing and things like that. Like, mechanically, they're a lot of fun. So that would have been cool.
As I mentioned in the beginning, I was thinking of doing a paladin. But as I've played the game more and learned a little bit more, one class that I'm really loving in a game that we play for fun is druid. And I think it would be fun to explore a druid character. But I also kind of say that because I like animals. And I like being animals. So, thematically at this point now, I can just only imagine her as a bard and nothing else.
Well, yeah. Keela is the bard. It would, like I said, it would probably be a different character.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a different class.
If I were a player, my first choice would be warlock.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I like warlocks. Mm-hmm. And I like to playing I don't like edgelords. I'm really not an edgelord player. But warlocks can get kinda edgelordy. But I like playing the unassuming warlock. I have this concept for a warlock and I really want to play it where I'm like an old lady librarian who is a celestial warlock. And my patron is a unicorn named Bill. And the two of us, and like, I use vicious mockery a lot, but it's me reprimanding people.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. Shh. And also saying things like, and look at your life choices. They aren't so great, are they? I mean, look at this situation. Look at where we're at.
What would your mother think of this?
To this? Yeah, exactly. Oh, that sort of thing. Like, I really want to play that character. I think that would be a really fun character. So I'd maybe play something like that.
What would you name her? Like, do you have like a
Sabrina.
I'm trying to think. Pardon?
Sabrina.
Sabrina? Okay, of course. Yep. It needs to be like a succinct name, like nothing too Sabrina grandiose.
Smith. Yeah, Sabrina Smith.
Yeah, no, that's solid. That works. Human nice, woman. Simple last name.
Yep.
Works with her life choices as a librarian, not as a warlock, but it's solid.
Mm-hmm. No, she was the daughter of a Smith, so she takes on that name.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Sabrina Smith works as a librarian in a temple somewhere. And yeah, she hangs out with Bill by the waterfall, because that's what you do.
Yep.
So what about, okay, this is actually another question for me, for Victoria. How much time will typically go into an episode, including prep, recording, editing, etc.? A lot. Let's just say that.
It's like just like an hour or so, right?
No, yeah. It depends on the episode. So the episodes that have all of those, that music and the sound effects and all of that stuff, 20 hours goes into something like that. 15 to 20 hours. Sometimes 25 if it's a longer episode. It depends on the length of the episode. If it's like in the 35 minute range, then that is more of the 15. If it is in the hour range, then that's going to be more around 25. Adding in all of those elements takes a lot of time.
I mean, the hard work shows when you actually get to listen to the post-production and everything comes together. Like, that's the taste of the good stuff right there.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, like, I think that the time that you put into it, you put into it for a reason, and it showed in the output, so.
I mean, I enjoy it.
That too.
So that's good. We have a question for you, Tracy.
Oh my god.
Yeah. What was the main factor of making Keela a homebrewed subclass? Also, what inspired it? Kind of me.
Yeah, I was going to say, Victoria was really the one who pointed me in the direction of the Skald. However, the thing about the Skald class is there's still the multiple paths that you can take, and I picked my path, but really from the paths, I was like, we're in Rashomon. I can't do anything other than Path of the Spirit. And when I was looking at them, I was like, none of these suit Keela except for Path of the Spirit. So in that sense, it just seemed the most suitable for Rashomon and for her to do Path of the Spirit. But I did really like the idea of her. I like the idea of her raging. I like the idea of a class that's a little bit more, like, has a little bit of a fighting streak. I quite enjoyed that aspect of the Skald class.
I would also like to input, I suggested them. Like, and the witch as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's true. You were like, do this, witch. But you suggested it and it worked.
I said, you know, this would work narratively, but you feel free to do whatever the heck you want. Yeah. And you went with them. Now, Bianca, I said, here is this style of barbarian, and it would fit thematically, but feel free to do whatever you want. And Bianca said, I'm going to do whatever I want.
Pretty so classic, like, Mapri.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I still gave her a spirit-oriented mm-hmm. thing, an ancestor thing, just because we're in Rashomon and that makes sense.
Yeah.
But she is straight up barbarian, everyone.
Nice and classic.
Yeah. No, I no gave frills. People options. I didn't... Please don't think I forced them into that.
No, you didn't.
I didn't.
They were forced at knife point.
Yeah. They were suggestions that worked.
Yes.
Thanks, folks.
Yeah, thanks for your questions.
Yeah, thanks, friends. Try to think if I have any fun questions that doesn't involve the word favorite, which is so hard to make a question that isn't what is your favorite.
I just like to be difficult.
I got nothing. I really tried, though. I can't form a question without, like, what is your favorite?
All right, here's a question.
I'm ready.
This is for the four of us. There will have to be an event that the four of us do, just us four, when we finally meet in person at a catacon. Now, we can leave the con to go do this, but there will be a time, because we're there for a few days, where we have to, like, carve out 3 hours. Just the four of us.
Just the four of us.
Not this again.
Sorry, every time you say that, I can't not do that. Sorry.
So what is it that the four of us are going to be doing in that private time?
Karaoke.
Because it's...
I don't know if I really do karaoke. Yeah, I'll try, but like, don't blame me if your ears start bleeding.
Yeah, I'm not guaranteeing I'm good at it, but if I'm gonna do it with anybody, I'm gonna do it with y'all. So.
Yeah, right.
Good answer.
I know we had previously discussed like a group lifting session.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Karaoke workout.
I don't know if I can breathe.
Okay. That might be my most on-brand activity.
Okay, everyone, can you please let us know in Dayton, Ohio, is there a gym that the four of us can invade and have karaoke gym time?
Please.
You can bring our own microphone, I think.
Please
that's
let
the
us
thing.
Know, because yep. we need this to happen while we're in Dayton, Ohio.
I feel like I'm 50-50 on this, where like half of me wants to say that I just want to like basically do like the day drinky you were talking about, like having drinks, eating food, and just hanging out at like a bar or a restaurant with the four of us. And the other half of me is like, well, how many adventures can we cram into a 3-hour period?
Are there any good roller coasters for ladybugs?
I knew it was coming back to this. I'm like, oh, regular roller? Oh, no, yeah, ladybug roller coasters.
I love regular roller coasters. Spinny rides? No, I can't. I will throw up, but I love a good roller coaster.
See, I like spinny rides.
I get so motion sick. Oh my God.
Samsies. I mean, I'll do the spinny rides, but then I'd have to hold my head and sit down for 10 minutes. So
I'm on team
I'll
every
cheer
ride.
You on from the side.
I don't like heights, so... I mean, I like the thrill of a ride, but I don't like heights. And okay. Also, since this will be something to learn about me, is I kind of get vertigo when I go downstairs and stuff like that. So I always need the railing because it's scary, or I'm going to grab on to you. One of the two. So please don't get between me and the railing.
Oh, goodness.
Because you will be grabbed.
I am available for grabbing.
I remember this from Fan Expo.
Yeah.
Because we had to go down the stairs at some point.
Yep. And I don't like them. I don't deal well with them.
Oh, fair enough.
So roller coasters, I mean, I'll do them, but I don't necessarily love them.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I've been bungee jumping.
What?
150 Ooh. Feet over the Ottawa River.
See, I have no interest in that. None whatsoever.
It was horrible. It was awful, and I hated every second of it. But I've done it, and I can at least tick it off the box of things that I have done.
Tracy K, I think you and I were going to say the same thing. Did you go tandem skydiving or solo skydiving?
I did tandem skydiving. What did you do?
Solo, and I almost died. My radio cut out halfway down, and I'm just like, oh, I'll figure out how to guide it. And I landed in like a cow field. I smacked my head off the ground. I scraped like half of my body. I lost so much skin. It was so gross. But I was alive, so, you know. And I'll never do it again, but I did it once.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, I'll briefly sum up my skydiving story. Mine's not as interesting as yours, but I did tandem. And my parents bought it for me as a gift for my birthday. So they also got like the photographer or videographer to come with us. So my parents, okay, imagine my parents on the ground watching their 17-year-old daughter go up in a plane to jump out of the plane. Now imagine when my parents see the chutes go and one of them doesn't go and one of them is spinning and they don't know who it is.
Oh my
because
gosh.
Because the guy who was doing the videotapes, his first chute failed.
Oh.
Yeah, I was fine. I was having
was
a great
okay?
time. I didn't realize until later, and he was totally fine. But
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, okay.
Scary.
As long as everybody was okay.
No, he was
the
good.
End.
He just had to deploy his second chute. He was totally fine.
Emergency, yeah. Skydiving's no joke. Like, well, I don't want to recommend it to anybody.
Out of a plane.
Mm-hmm. I would do it again, though.
Couldn't handle it. No, it was too much.
I'm deeply mixed feelings about this. I'll stick to roller coasters.
right, where you're all secured and strapped in.
I would try it and I would hate every second of it because I hate heights and I'd be like, why am I doing this? But I just want to say that I did it.
So now we know
much rather scuba dive. I want to go under.
I'll do scuba diving. I'll go down
scuba diving.
Instead of up.
There's yep. monsters yeah. in the ocean.
Scuba diving.
There
really
are
fun.
Monsters in the ocean monsters. And I love it.
No, I don't. I don't like that. That's scary.
I definitely had
And my brother got married in Mexico a few years ago. And my mom and I took a trip to Cozumel after, and we went scuba diving. And we definitely went down a lot further than we're technically certified to do. But there's these amazing coral structures. But we got to the edge of them, and then, like, you can just see the ocean, like, drop off, like, into this, like, dark abyss. And we're already, like, 100 feet down, and you can just see it, like, go on forever. And there was a big old part of my brain that was just like, cool, goodbye world, I'm going down there. Like, no. I'm just like, I'm never coming back, but I'm going to the depths, and it's gonna be wild, and goodbye sunlight.
Yep, those are intrusive thoughts, especially in the ocean.
A conscious decision to, like, take the steering wheel, be like, nope, follow the rest of the people, don't keep going down. A bad choice. And I didn't, but there is definitely, I can tell there's a part of my brain that's just like, yep, let's go. Let's go. Deep, dark, let's go.
See, I'm like that with, like, a forest path.
Yeah.
Those are inviting, no matter how spooky.
I like those. But the ocean is creepy. Like, I've just been, like snorkeling in the ocean, like in Jamaica and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, like, that was kind of scary. That was, like, a above the water snorkeling.
You can still see the surface.
Like, my back is exposed to the...
Yeah. Did you get that, did you ever get that really bad, like, back butt calf sunburn? Because that's what's floating above the water. I got a pretty bad one.
I was very good at, when I was there, to make sure that I rotated a fair amount. When I was
Rotisserie Victoria, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I needed that even burn.
Yeah. I got a really bad one. I was in Baja this spring, and I got a really, like, I couldn't bend my legs after, like, the next day. It was just like, we went for a hike the next day, and I was just like,
You need all of the aloe.
The back of the knees is bad times.
It's a weird spot. Oh.
But you're snorkeling, so, like, your butt sticks up and your calves stick up.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Just like,
I had a rash guard on my shoulders and back were fine, but I hadn't really thought about, like, that. Just like the little underside of your butt.
Yeah. No, I know what you're talking about. Not good.
Crispy.
Times. Oh dear.
One time I went to the track, and I was wearing, like, kind of a, like, a tank top, like a little bit of a low cut top. And I guess I got lazy when I put my sunscreen on, because I only put it on the higher part of my chest and not the lower part of my chest. And I had a sunburn, like, I don't know, we probably shouldn't release this part, but I had a sunburn where my boobs were basically, like, they were, like, white and then red and then white again where my shirt was.
Yep, no.
Fun design.
I probably felt terrible.
My partner called them pokey boobs for... And I had those tan lines for a solid year. I kid you not.
Yep, I believe that. I've done not exactly that thing, but I've done a similar thing where I still have tan lines from, like, a year ago or something, where I burned myself very badly.
Sunburns.
Pokey boobs.
Yeah.
We are off the rails again, folks.
No.
Little bit.
No, we are not.
I mean, this is on track on that Ladybug roller coaster, so we are still on the same ride.
I think I've decided that with our 3 hours free in Dayton, we should first go scuba diving and then go skydiving, and then we'll all have the bends.
And then karaoke.
And then karaoke.
Yeah, all within 3 hours. We got
that. We'll get our karaoke on the plane. Yes, upwards. Yeah,
Dayton. We're going to scuba dive and then skydive. In Dayton, Ohio.
I've never been to Dayton, but I'm sorry, I cannot. I just don't envision it as a city that has. I just don't envision it as an exciting place. I'm sorry. I feel like it's not going to have that stuff.
Tracy.
I'm sorry,
they
Dayton.
They might have skydiving.
It's true, but probably not scuba diving.
I think that's not maybe Dayton, Ohio's pool. Fault.
More of a geography failure.
I don't think that's a consequence of the place not being exciting. I think that's a consequence of, like, geology.
Yeah. For a while, Victoria, your cat was podcasting with us.
Yes, I saw that when I came back in. By the way, everyone, really I left because I had to go to the bathroom. I'm gonna admit it.
Rude.
Bathroom had to be had.
Everybody does.
I have to go to the bathroom. Okay.
Everybody poops.
Everybody poops. That's what I was going for.
Everyone poops.
Like, were you being delicate about it?
The thing is I didn't poop at that point in time. Oh, okay. Cool. That was not all something right. that my body had to do.
I'm so glad we're still talking about this.
Mm, yep. I mean, no, they get to know us. This is how they have to know us.
Yeah. Yep. I am a human being. I have biological needs and urges. Such as peeing and pooping, everyone. Oh, God.
It's the quality content that you show up for.
Yep.
We're great.
Yep.
Well, on that note, everyone, it's been a while.
Sure has. It's been a time.
It's been grand.
Oh, dear.
Thank you for listening to an entire season. And this.
And then this.
Wonderful little
and then this.
If you're still here, I'm so impressed.
Yeah. We know you really enjoy us. Like, you are a loyal fan at that point.
Yay.
We will see you again on January 5th for our season 2 premiere with Sateen Phoenix. We're really excited about this one. Season 2 is going to be great. We also really want to say thank you to our patrons. So this is something that we're going to be doing a little bit more now. We're going to be thanking everyone as they pledge. So thank you to everyone who has been pledging all along. We love you. We are going to be putting your names on social media, but we can't thank all of you because there's almost 100 of you. But for those new people who came in and pledged this month, December, thank you. So thank you, Sasha Reed. Thank you, Beth Barnett. I know her. We know her. She was she came from the same fitness group that us broads met in. So hi, Beth. Thank you, Cannibal Halfling Gaming. Thank you, Kate Lyons. Thank you, Anna Wozniak. I hope I pronounced that properly. Thank you, Whiting Creations. And thank you, Olivia Kenny. Thank you, Patreon. You really help us upgrade equipment. You're helping us go to conventions. And we still have a lot to do here. And we have a lot of equipment that we could get. And so, yeah, thank you very, very much. We also want to thank those people who are leaving reviews on iTunes, because that really helps our ratings. It helps people get access to us. It puts us onto charts and people can see us and we can get new listeners. So thank you very much to everyone who's done that. I have 2 new ones from December. So thank you, Professor Puppy Feet. The Broadswords is my latest podcast obsession, an actual play podcast run and played by women with some of the best characters you'll ever meet. Aw, thank you. It just gets better and better, with an engrossing story, rad guests, and some of the most likable NPCs this side of Waterdeep. The season 2 finale had me cheering out loud. I can't wait to see what comes next. Do yourself a favor and binge the whole first season. You won't be sorry. Well, thank you so much, Professor Puppy Feet. And we have, oh geez, avid listener and podcast lover. Okay, it wasn't as crazy as it looked when it's all one word. These ladies know how to tell a fantastical story with funny and heartwarming moments. I'm super impressed and binged through the first 10 episodes or so already. I heard about them on Very Random Encounters. They are really good. If you don't listen to them, you should. And was impressed that these ladies knew their stuff, got super into character, and had so much fun with the game. So that was the time where Tracy and I, we were guests on Very Random Encounters, and we played City of Mist, and we had a lot of fun with that. That's a really fun game. All right, well, that's enough for this. See you next time. Character Creation Cast is a discussion podcast where Amelia Antrim and Ryan Bolter create characters in multiple RPGs with prominent guests from the game's community. Each month, Character Creation Cast examines the character generation process in depth for a different game with new guests each series. They always take the time to reflect on the game, its design, and what guests have to say about it. Think of it as sitting in on a great session zero every week.
Oh no! We are going to be a catacomb, though this might already be really. I don't know when.
Catacomb's 9 and 10 of November.
Yeah, so I'm doing some calendaring.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 22nd, and then the 6th of October. Oh, what the fuck? No, I don't want remote access. I just want to look at the calendar, man. Okay.
So this might be going up the first Saturday in November.
Yes, the 3rd.
Okay. So we'll be at a catacomb. We haven't been there yet.
No, we haven't been there yet. We will be at a catacomb by the time this is posted. And so we would like to see you at Dayton, Ohio.
Yay. Yeah, come say hi. Yay.
Yeah, we're going to have... Okay. Hey, peeps. This is for reals.
Yeah, Victoria?
Yeah. All four... All four of us are going to meet in person for the first time.
It's pretty wild.
Super exciting.
I'm gonna cry.
Oh, don't cry. Don't make me cry.
It's happy cry.
I see people crying. Okay.
Every emotion is cry.
I think it's gonna be a lot of squealing.
Yep.
Hugging.
Yeah. A lot of squealing and hugging and just a lot of laughing.
Yeah, it's going to be nuts.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Probably some drinking. So it's going to...
Maybe day drinking. Yeah, who knows?
Oh, jeez.
Well, we'll be at the con, but still.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll make it work.
We got stuff to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, but it's definitely going to be a lot of fun. A lot of gaming. And we're going to have a live show. Maybe some panels. We haven't thought that far. But there's going to be stuff. And maybe by the time this comes out, it will be more concrete.
Concrete.
Ah! Yeah.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
We're great. But yeah, so you should definitely join us at the Dayton Convention Center on November 9th through November 11th of 2018.
And then...
I'm winking. You can't see it.
You included that one sound effect.
And that the wink sound effect.
Mm-hmm.
There are some finger guns.
Oh. Yeah. She's really good at them. So is Kristen. It's not bad.
Thanks. Yeah, it's a good talent to have.
This is great podcasting.
Oh, it totally is.
I think so.
Yay, visuals.
Theme music by Victoria Rogers. And the other music was by Kevin MacLeod from Incomptech.com, Life of Riley.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.